Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 10th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first seven stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, How to Leave Your Grandkids Your Retirement Savings and Not a Huge Tax Bill, with the subheading, The New Rules for Inherited IRAs Might Warrant a Rewrite of Your Estate Plan. What do you do if you have two-factor authentication set on your phone and your phone breaks? The Wall Street Journal has a story for you on the subject titled, Getting locked out of your digital life is bad. Here's how to avoid it, with a subheading of Prevent Lockouts by Using Multiple Forms of Verification. It turns out lead pipes are not the only worry we have in the U.S. from utilities' use of lead. The Wall Street Journal is reporting AT&T, Verizon, and other telecom giants have left behind a sprawling network of cables covered in toxic lead that stretches across the U.S., under the water, in the soil, and on poles overhead, a Wall Street Journal investigation found. In a story titled, America is Wrapped in Miles of Toxic Lead Cables, the subheading of the story is, Telecom companies laid them decades ago, and thousands were left behind, posing a hidden health hazard today, a Wall Street Journal investigation found. The Wall Street Journal also has a story titled, Five Books to Make You Smarter About Money, with the subheading, Young Americans in particular don't know much about handling money, but they can fill the knowledge gap by reading these books. And if your interests are broader than just money, the Wall Street Journal has a story titled, 12 Books We Read This Week, with the subheading, The Romance of Two Hollywood Legends, The Hidden Achievement of James Garfield, Why Conspiracy Theories Appeal, and more. Elon Musk may have bought Twitter to silence Jack Sweeney, the creator of the Elon Musk Jet Twitter account. However, now that account has moved over to Meta's Threads social media offering and already has 21,000 followers, Reuters reports. According to Social Media Today, Threads has already reached 100 million accounts as of today, making it the fastest growing app of all time. What is amazing is that Threads beat out ChatGPT for the record. ChatGPT took 2 months to reach 100 million users. Maybe the guys at FTX were onto something. A judge in Canada has ruled that a thumbs-up emoji can represent a legally binding contract, Insider reports. Morgan Downey is starting a new position as managing director at Macquarie Group. Downey was most recently at Mizuho, but has also been with Societe Generale, Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and Morgan Stanley, among other firms. John Toohey is rejoining the financial markets industry after a sojourn into real estate sales. Toohey is starting a new position as trader specialist at Charles Schwab. Welcome back, John. Our most read stories on Friday in JLN Options were VIX ETFs surge as job numbers send interest rates climbing. Walt Lucan reflects on FIA IDX 2023 and the good that FIA and its members do. He's Warren Buffett's second in command, and these are the three of his biggest stock holdings now, but they all posted losses in 2023. Can you guess what they are? Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have an entry in our Open Outcry Traders History Project. Tom Hutchinson, Open Outcry Traders History Project, Part 1. Tom Hutchinson is the founder of Belvedere Trading. He is a former floor trader who sat for an interview with John Lothian News for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. I recommend it. Here's a story from the New York Times. Rising temperatures threaten more than misery for oldest Americans. A wave of extreme heat has posed particular perils for older people who are uniquely susceptible to such conditions. When a torrential rain stopped on Friday afternoon, Laura Lowry could see the steam rising off the wet pavement. She was on her front porch in the Fifth Ward neighborhood of Houston, desperate for relief from the relentless humidity and 91-degree heat. The air conditioner in her house worked, but she and her husband, reliant on disability checks, couldn't afford to run it. My comment, we had too many 100-year floods in my town, so we built a new house with a backup generator and a dual-zone air conditioners. Be prepared is always good advice. Here's a story from the New York Times. With war as a backdrop, a Russian fencing drama plays out in the U.S. The departure of Russian fencers who object to their country's invasion of Ukraine has created a stir at home and left their sporting futures in question. Fencing is usually among the least visible Olympic events, but in a year out from the Paris Games, it is providing political, sporting, and familial drama related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Three Russian fencers who renounced the 2022 invasion in written declarations and now live in the United States were granted eligibility to compete as neutral athletes representing no country in the American Summer National Championships that conclude Sunday in Phoenix. My comment. They will not be the only Russian athletes to depart, but this is just the first parry. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. Robots say they won't steal jobs, rebel against humans. Robots presented at an AI forum said on Friday they expected to increase in number and help solve global problems and would not steal human jobs or rebel against us. But in the world's first human-robot press conference, they gave mixed responses on whether they should submit to stricter regulation. My comment. Robots can't lie because they can't cross their hearts and hope to die to make an oath. Here's a story from the New York Times. Mark Zuckerberg's Threads poses a conundrum for regulators. Meta's new rival to Twitter has been hugely popular among consumers, but raises awkward questions about how big tech companies expand. The rivalry between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk went into overdrive this week after Meta rolled out Threads, a Twitter rival that on its first day became the most rapidly downloaded app ever. In an era of tighter antitrust scrutiny of big tech in the United States, in Europe, and elsewhere, what questions does Meta's effort to extend its social media reach raise about the industry's ability to expand into new areas, even when players build new services themselves, rather than buy a smaller foe? My comment. The powerful get more powerful, but the competition is good, and you need a big bully to take down a big bully. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's biggest cocoa trade in more than a decade rattles London market. Second was the market's wiki page for Steve Brodsky. Third was Bloomberg's UK plans to reverse MiFID ban on free research for clients. Here are the top seven stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our lead story is 1 in 6 asset management groups to disappear by 2027, says PwC. Survey finds 16% of managers will go out of business or be bought up by bigger groups. The asset management industry faces dramatic consolidation over the next 4 years, as 1 in 6 companies could disappear because of a mix of market volatility, high interest rates, and pressure on fees. 16% of existing asset and wealth managers will go out of business or be bought up by bigger groups by 2027, according to a PwC survey of 500 asset managers and institutional investors. Here's a story from Bloomberg. London is falling down, and it's because of climate change. Drier summers and wetter winters are causing historic buildings, some of which survived World War II, to crack and tilt. Subsidence-related insurance payouts have spiked too. Britain's increasingly extreme weather is shaking the very foundation of its century-old history. The nation has been experiencing prolonged periods of drought after wet winters since last year. That's causing the porous rock beneath vast parts of southeast of England, including London, to move more than usual, cracking or tilting many of the city's historic homes in the plushest neighborhoods. The damage has triggered the highest insurance payout in almost 2 decades, with experts warning that it could get worse. Here's a story from The Trade. NASDAQ and B3 partner on new clearing platform for Brazilian Stock Exchange. The new system is set to be rolled out in gradual phases to avoid negatively impacting the market, according to the businesses. Brazilian Stock Exchange Group B3 and NASDAQ are set to jointly develop a new clearing platform for the Brazilian Stock Exchange in a bid to innovate operations as the market continues to expand. The new system will be responsible for the clearing, settlement, and the management of counterparty risk. And then here's a press release about the same thing from NASDAQ. B3 and NASDAQ announced partnership to develop new clearing platform. Development of a new system for the Brazilian Stock Exchange is to take place in phases and is part of B3's strategy to provide the market with continuous technological innovation. B3 and NASDAQ have announced a partnership to develop a new clearing platform for the Brazilian Stock Exchange, responsible for the clearing, settlement, and management of counterparty risk associated with financial market transactions. Here's a story from Decrypt. Crypto stablecoins may pose threat to financial stability if widely used, BIS survey. The number of central banks intent on debuting CBDCs in the immediate term has doubled since last year, despite the calamity that has since ensued in the crypto market. Quote, if widely used for payments, crypto assets, including stablecoins, may constitute a threat to financial stability, unquote, read a new survey from the Bank for International Settlements, BIS. To strengthen and coordinate regulatory approaches to contain the risks to the financial system, the CPMI, IOSCO, FSB, and BCBS published updated or new guidance and standards for stablecoins or crypto activities and markets more broadly. And then here's a story from the Washington Post. The headline, Earth is at its hottest in thousands of years. Here's how we know. Observations are enough to make scientists confident that the current period of warming is exceptional. Observations from both satellite and the Earth's surface are indisputable. The planet has warmed rapidly over the past 44 years. As far back as 1850, data from weather stations all over the globe make clear the Earth's average temperature has been rising. In recent days, as the Earth has reached its highest average temperatures in recorded history, scientists made a bolder claim. It may well be warmer than at any time in the last 125,000 years. And then here's another story, this one from CNN. Global heat in uncharted territory as scientists warn 2023 could be the hottest year on record. The world is blasting through climate records as scientists sound the alarm. The likelihood is growing that 2023 could be the hottest year on record, and the climate crisis could be altering our weather in ways they don't yet understand. And they're not holding back. Extraordinary, terrifying, and uncharted territory are just a few of the ways they have described the recent spike in global temperature. This week, the planet's average daily temperature soared to highs unseen in modern records kept by two climate agencies in the U.S. and Europe. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.